Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Leif Tulin here with your Jazz Game Rewind. The Utah Jazz opened the 75th season of the NBA at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. After starting the game fast, the Jazz and Thunder exchanged buckets through the second half of the quarter, and the Jazz ended with a 27-19 lead. This would be about as close as it got the rest of the way as the Jazz rebounded from their playoff shortcomings of last season in a dominant manner, winning 107-86, led by Rudy Gobert's 16 points and 21 rebounds. In fact, the Jazz were so dominant, they only trailed in the game for 10 seconds, leading for 47 minutes and 12 seconds, while the remaining 38 seconds they were tied at the start of the game.
Bogdanović, out to Conley, left side three for Mike is good. Mike hasn't missed a lot in training camp. Rudy gets in the lane, lobs to Rudy, slam dunk. One of the best pick and roll combinations in the NBA last year, and they're back at it this year. Jazz on the run, Clarkson drives by Gilgeous-Alexander, gets to the window underhand, scoop and a score and a foul. 19-11 Utah. Tests it to Conley, thinks about a three, instead he penetrates. Back to Jordan, left corner catch and shoot three is good. Ingles off a Gobert pick, that was one of the better combinations in the league last year. Gives to Rudy, right hand hammer. Joe Ingles with an underhand scoop, and Rudy took it with the right, raised it high, and packed it hard. Jazz, Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, pick and roll. Flares back up top to Ingles, dispatches to the right wing to Conley, back to Joe. Feet set, ball wet, splash, three ball. Joe Ingles puts the Jazz up 30-18. Hands off to Conley in the wing, gives to Ingles. Left corner three for Joe, he got another. And now he's talking. Joe's chapping. He's got a little thing going. Back-to-back three.
The Jazz went on several runs throughout the second quarter, limiting the Oklahoma City Thunder to only sporadic buckets. The Jazz three-point shooting proved to be too much for the Thunder as the Jazz led the youthful Thunder 54-42 at half. The Jazz then came out of the half on fire as they hit 7 three-pointers in the third quarter and blew the game open for good.
Jordan Clarkson was the star of the first half. He went 5 of 5 and had 15 points. That's your WCF Insurance Efficiency Report. With Jordan Clarkson. Jazz leading at 59-42. Josh Giddey, who is in communication with fellow Australian Joe Ingles for mentorship, regularly driving the right side, stops, puts up a right-hander, no good. Gobert snares his 18th rebound of the night. Rudy Gobert is on his way to a 20-20. Here's Donovan in the lane, kicks it out. Conley, left wing three, wide open, swish. Mike Conley. And Mike Conley's got himself his third three of the night and 11 points. 61-42. Calling it a two, not a three. Favors, flares it out to the wing. Baisley has it, tries to get free. 8-0 run by the Jazz as they're about to blow this one wide open if they haven't already. Gilgeous-Alexander driving on Conley, bounce pass down low, Baisley misses the layup, and he was fouled. Here's an interesting one, Ron. The Jazz have made a real change tonight. As much as we thought Royce O'Neal would guard Gilgeous-Alexander, they have not done that. They have basically said, we want you guarding your regular position, and we'll see how you do it. And if obviously if it gets to be a problem, they'll switch it. But the night started with Mike Conley guarding Gilgeous-Alexander, and now Mike Conley's doing it again. And Royce is on his natural position. They are not kind of letting guys hide this year, at least in the early going, as a message that is guard your guy. Free throw no good. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why we developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Split free throws by Baisley. And then Donovan comes to the front court, guarded by Dort. Does as good a job as anyone on Donovan in the NBA. Conley, off a drive, out to O'Neal, rotates to Bogdanović, kicks it to Donovan, bullets a pass down low, bogeys at the rim, swirls out to about 4 feet, fades back and scores.
What a pass. Donovan's just being so unselfish here right now, even though he's struggling from the field, 2 for 10.
Mitchell splits the double team, rises for a three and hits it. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Came down, split off a pick. Two guys were there. He just rose up in the midst of it and buried a tray.
After raining threes to the delight of the crowd to open the second half, the ball game was effectively over. But that allowed the Jazz to get playing time for their new additions and youthful members, playing 13 Jazz men on the night. Hassan Whiteside in particular shined, scoring 6 points, gobbling up 10 boards, and added 2 blocks.
Baisley working the dribble on the left side, gets in the lane, Whiteside blocks the shot. Baisley gets it back, Whiteside comes out to guard him, left wing. Swings up top to Giddey. Giddey calls for a pick, Favors says no, Giddey goes one-on-one instead, drives, hands to Favors, Whiteside blocked him at the rim. 2 blocks on Whiteside's first defensive possession for the Jazz. Flares it out to Clarkson. Left corner, Pascal for three. Good. He comes off a Whiteside pick to his right. Bullets a pass to Ingles. Quick release over Giddey is no good. Offensive rebound, Bogdanović. Reverse side layup up and in. Oh, bogey. 19 for Bogdanović tonight. Donovan in the lane. Being heavily contested. Throws it out to Bogdanović. Right side three is good. And Boyan hits it and then waves to the crowd as though I finally got one. 25-point lead for the Jazz.
The Jazz, intent on contending for a title, opened their season strongly, improving to 1-0, and will next take the court to face De'Aaron Fox and the Kings, who topped the Portland Trailblazers. The game will be in Sacramento, tipping at 8 Mountain Time. Go Jazz!